We're going to have some background music. If you can hear it, I hope you enjoy it. It's live. It's Faith and Family Night. I will try this to keep this clean as I have most of the season. It's just starting to drizzle a little bit, but you know what? It's fine. We won 3-0! Oh, here, we have Serenity. Serenity, can you just yell, "Let's go, Hounds"?
Let's go, Hounds!
And that's what everyone should say tonight, because this was an amazing midweek game when we really needed to show that we could dominate a field. After two losses, let's get some of that that mojo back. Let's get it going. All right, let's see what the kids have to say. All right, Tom was a little reluctant, but I've convinced him that he really wants to be on the show. So, the most important part of tonight was, did the Steel Army bring it?
They brought it big time. For a weeknight to game, they were awesome.
So do you come to a lot of games?
Yeah, we try to make all the home games. And
I appreciate that. I also try to make all of the home games.
Very good. Very good.
Will you be back here on Saturday?
Yes, we will be here.
And then Wednesday?
We will be here.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, right?
It's a lot of games, but a lot of wins.
Oh, that's what we're hoping for. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
We have a first-time attendee. His name is Ryan. Ryan, where did you sit tonight?
I sat in the supporters.
Ooh, and you dealt with us the whole time?
The entire time, and the smoke.
And you didn't leave at any point?
I just used the restroom.
All right, well, that's fair. What did you think of sitting in the supporter section?
Oh, it was nice. It was really a lot of energy, a lot of supporting, and a lot of cheering and a lot of camaraderie.
So sports fans are a suspicious bunch, and since this is your first game and we won 3-0 after losing the past two games, you know you have to keep showing up, right?
Yeah, I might be a good luck charm for them.
And you're going to show up on Saturday and then Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely.
All right, you heard it here. If he doesn't show up, it's his fault. Thank you.
Yep, of course.
I have found lovely Missy, who has agreed to talk about both soccer and the atmosphere. So where did you sit? What was your view like tonight?
Actually, I moved around. We sat in the wheelchair area because my mother-in-law was in a wheelchair, so we were very up close by the field. And then we actually were able to move, and we love it there because we were down low, we could see the players. And then, of course, the skyline for Pittsburgh is amazing. The train's going by.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. And then for the second half, we moved over to these special seats. I don't know what you call it on the other side.
The riverfront seats is what we call them.
The riverfront seats. So we got to look at Mount Washington, and the whole backdrop there was gorgeous. So we love the atmosphere. The setting's very intimate, so we like the field setting and stuff. My son's one of the players, so we moved around so that we could see him closely. So
she has,
the game was great.
She has special VIP access, guys. Don't think you can move around like Missy. She is a VIP. All right, so what did you think of the play on the field? Like, we won 3-0. I thought we dominated, but I'm Claire over at the Steel Army section, so, you know, I'm biased.
Seriously.
What'd you think?
Yeah, no, totally dominated. I mean, it was an offensive game the whole time. Number 14, really, we thought he deserved a goal. That would be Noah Frankie. We thought he played awesome. But, no, I thought they played really well, real offensively, real tactical.
Yeah, for five in the back. It is the Mongol.
Yeah.
Definitely has an opinion.
No. You got the answers. All right, what is your name, sir?
Tom Frankie.
What are your answers, Mr. Frankie?
Answers to?
I was just told you have answers.
I have answers.
Atmosphere, play on the field.
Yeah.
That's kind of our topic.
So we had a back five, and I thought that we were going to, like, park the bus. We've even created a shirt for park the bus, which is kind of funny. But, you know, we like to be tongue-in-cheek, but we move forward. Were you surprised based on the back five?
I was concentrating on the front three because my son is number 14. It's his first start in a while. So,
I mean, it's fair to focus on him. He had a good start.
He did. I was happy.
Yeah, it was a great game. What'd you think of the game overall? Give me your hot takes.
It was a big game. It was a big game because we came off of two losses in stoppage time, and Richmond is a team you could overlook, and we got Terrell FC coming up that you could overlook, but this is a pivotal point in the season, so they answered strong, they came out and scored goals, they defended the house when they needed to, And Bob sent a message and said, I'm going to go with some unproven guys, and stuck them in there and said, hey.
Correct. We are going to play. Do not doubt the bottom of the table. You can't overlook these guys. Exactly. Thank you both for playing along.
Thank you.
You have any last words of wisdom?
Finish strong.
Yeah. All right, let's see who else we can find. We're going to finish up this night with Alex and Martin. I'm going to finish with them mostly because they know the Mongols. They listen to the full 90. I'm going to pretend like they just adore me and I like the attention. All right, guys, where did you sit tonight?
We sat all over. We started with Steel Army, then we bounced over to the Riverside.
The luxury seats.
We wanted to see some offense and we saw it.
All right, we were very offensive for a back five. I thought we were going to park the bus. That's going to be my phrase for this one, park the bus.
Cool.
I was afraid of that, but we dominated. What did you think of the play?
Oh, I loved it. Szymanski held it down in the middle. They couldn't carry it through the middle at all. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah, first half, we were on the left. Cristiano, everything was on the left. They really couldn't get through our midfield. They didn't even walk into our half. And then Nico was just killing them with the pace. So it was nice to see some goals. So it was good. I think everybody kind of, you know, you could just rest up after the last two games, the late goals, you know. That's not the Riverhounds this year, so.
Were you here last year when we were the Riverhounds of giving up late goals?
No, I actually didn't come last year at all.
And I haven't been since the first year. I'm actually from live in New York now, and I used to come my first year. Was my senior year in high school, and it's almost 20 years now, and I'm back. So my son did the camp, the Riverhounds camp, and that's why we were just getting back into it, supporting local soccer, and it's really great to see what they've done in the last few years.
So. I love it. Okay, so we have Saturday and then Wednesday at home and then a Saturday away. Are you guys going to be here for those or not going to be here? What are you doing?
Possibly, quite possibly.
I hope to be, yeah, definitely.
All right, so remember on Saturday, the Steel Army tailgates starting around 4, and then Wednesdays are kind of, you know, a free-for-all. But can I get, like, one Let's Go Hounds to end this?
Which one you want to do?
What do you want to do? You going to yell Let's Go Hounds for me?
Yeah.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Let's Go Hounds!
I couldn't end it better than that, guys. Let's do it!
Woo!